Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 4th of September 1961. Four types of yogi. The Buddha taught the ways to develop our practice without giving up. Before our practice, we need to contemplate that aging and sickness are near to us. The danger of death is also not far away. Actually, sickness and death can happen to anyone at any time. They are the cause of tanha. Only path factors can overcome it. Therefore, we have to try hard to develop the path factors. There are four persons can get the path knowledge. They are 1. Difficult practice and slow realization, 2. Difficult practice and quick realization, 3. Easy practice and slow realization. 4. Easy practice and quick realization, from Anguttara Nikaya. All of them can get to the path knowledge. But their ways of practice are different. You have to decide by yourself in which group you are in. There is nothing to be in low spirit. All of them get the path and fruit knowledges. The differences are only in slow and quick realizations. Why has the first person difficulty in practice? In contemplation of impermanence, kilesas come in between them. It takes times to move them out. With thick kilesa and the practice is difficult. Faith, sadda, is not sharp. Effort, viriya, is not strong. Mindfulness, sati, is not sharp. Samadhi is not concentrate enough on the objects, and wisdom is weak. If the spiritual faculties are weak, have difficulties in the practice, the five spiritual faculties are just mentioned above. And also become slow in the realization. In short to say, vipassana wisdom is not sharp. Regard to the first person, the Buddha said that he had a lot of kilesa and faculties were weak. The reason kilesa comes in is during the contemplations of impermanence, the mind moves to home or to somewhere else, etc. It takes time to dispel the kilesa and difficulty in the practice. The way of correction is contemplating the impermanence of whatever kilesa comes in. In this way, difficulty goes away and knowledge becomes sharp. Ehi Pasako, every Dharma invites you to come and contemplate. It does become the fourth person from the first. Knowledge is becoming closer if you can contemplate kilesa. The reason knowledge, nana, not sharp is there is a big gap between the knowledges. When nana is closer to each other, then faculties become mature. Vipassana knowledges are becoming closer and closer. With more contemplations and nana becomes sharper. So a lot of contemplations and practices are important. The first person becomes the fourth person. The second person has more kilesa and his knowledge is sharp. So if he contemplates the impermanence of all kilesas come in, will become the fourth person. If overcome kilesa always has the quick result. Without a teacher's corrections, blame on the paramis and giving up is a big mistake. For example, then. Sariputta's disciple, the goldsmith, was with the Buddha's instruction and had a quick realization. The ways of instruction also made the differences. Encountering a good teacher means you have paramis. Can contemplate whatever comes in is not led to suffering. With kilesa coming in between the practice is for the continuation of D.A. process. With contemplation and not continue the process. Sayadaw mentioned that the goldsmith was Buddha's disciple, only achieved realization with his help, and not by then. Sariputta. A process cut off is Nibbana. Every time it arises and can contemplate is closer to Nibbana, because Tanha, Upadana and Kamma are extinct in Nibbana. The third person has lesser kilesa. Therefore he is not difficult in practice. His slow realization is the knowledges are arising slowly. Seeing impermanence is far enough. This slowness comes with the relaxation in his effort. He must increase the effort. Not difficult means practice in a relaxed way. This point is very important. With strong effort, you have to contemplate the impermanence of whatever arises. If death comes earlier, it will be a great loss. Reflect in this way, put great effort in your practice. It will come in even to the people who still have less kilesa. Our lifespan is short. only has the lifespan of each inhalation and each exhalation. You all prefer the fourth person. Your paramis are including respectively in all these four persons, has connections with one of them. But with the help of a teacher becomes the fourth. There were more fourth persons during the time of the Buddha. Nowadays there are more first persons. Don't forget the teaching until your death. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 12th of September 1961. Two views on insight. In this talk, Sayadaw explained the two views on vipassana. These two views are: 1. Vipassana observe by oneself. 2. Vipassana show by the khandhas. It becomes arguments among yogis. He said both are right. The mind always turn inwards, the khanda becomes vipassana. The mind knows or sees the khanda process. Without turns inwards and observes can't discern the khanda process. The dharma shows its nature and becomes vipassana. The mind observes and becomes vipassana. These two combined together become vipassana nana. The dharma is always showing its nature. Viparinama lakanam dukkha sakam, changing an unstable nature, a truth of dukkha. Is vipassana extinct, then dharma extinct? Or does the mind not turn inwards and observe? In these two questions, no vipassana means there is without any observation. Don't forget, ehi pasako. There are six attributes of dharma. Ehi pasako is one of them. The dharma are inviting us, come and contemplate or observe. Ehi and pasako combining together becomes vipassana. The arising dharma combines with the observing mind become vipassana. Why are we so long in samsara? Because ehi, the dharma invites us all the times, but we don't follow with their invitation and rejecting it all the times. So, don't separate ehi and pasako. If separate just wandering in samsara, it will end suffering with not separating them. Closing square bracket. In the Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha said, you had to put down the khanda here. But to get another new khanda was the greatest fault. It was the most fearful thing for the Buddha. It was dukkha sakka and the Buddha disgusted about it. Your wisdom eyes are covering up with kalesa dusts. So you all are making prayers for the next khandas. If you are asking for life will be sunk in deeper. Craving for becoming, bhava tanha, is comforting you with pleasure and never find out for liberation. It's like I may miss every Buddha to come if you are praying for existence. Some pray for liberation at the time of the future Maitreya Buddha. This is a kind of terrible thing to do. Because in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha gave the guarantee for a mature mind could realize the Dharma within 7 days. This is a kind of disrespectful to the Gautama Buddha. It is unnecessary to do this kind of thing. Even Gautama Buddha could not give you Nibbana. Have to practice yourself for it. Maitreya Buddha also can't give it to you in the future. You must practice for yourself. Each Nibbana is not different from others' Nibbana. This is attachment to the personality. So you have wrong view. In samsara it is one day long dukkha if you survive for one more day. Do not want a long suffering life. You have to follow the quicker way to Nibbana. We must do the vipassana practice. What is vipassana? There are two views on vipassana. 1. One's own contemplation is vipassana. 2. There is also vipassana shown by the Dharma and seeing it. 1. Is seeing with one's own contemplation. 2. Is the Dharma showing it and you see it. In the beginning 1 is more prominent, then it becomes mature with the practice and 2 is more prominent. This is never taught before. There are a lot of arguments. I will explain these two views as not wrong. The khandhas do its work as rise and fall even you don't contemplate. If you do not contemplate, does it become vipassana? Stay away from the five cords of sensual pleasure and turning the mind towards it and become vipassana. Turn your mind towards the khanda. The mind sees the khanda process. This is seeing by contemplation. No contemplation is no seeing. Contemplative mind is vipassana nana. This is from the point of knowledge. The Dharma also has to show it. So the Dharma shows and the mind contemplates, and contemplation becomes vipassana with both. Extinctions of the Dharma can be measured with this point. The mind not turning towards it, that Dharma become in extinction. Ehi and Pasiko together become insight. Samsara is long because Ehi and Pasiko are not together. Therefore we are in trouble. You will reach towards Nibbana with them together. You may think it is the cause of Tanha and Avijja. In truth, Samsara is long on not combining Ehi and Pasiko together. No contemplation is heedless. Heedlessness is ignorance. Ignorance conditions volitional formation, avijja pakaya sankhara, and d. a. continues. But you follow Ehi with greed, hatred and delusion that samsara is long. For example, mosquito bites you. You slap it with your hand. You have to go there with knowledge, nana. Then you will see Anicca. Before that all of you were going to the four planes of misery. Now, you do know how to go Nibbana. So Nibbana is not come to you by prayers. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of September 1961. Two kinds of disenchantment. Someone becomes the disciple of a noble one, Sattva Arya Savaka, then his wrong view falls away. After becoming a Sotapanna, he still has Tanha, but he doesn't have the coarser one. The coarser Tanha and Mana, craving and conceit, which can let him fall into the planes of misery, are gone with wrong view together. Connection with wrong view, the Buddha often mentioned with the Arya Savaka in the suttas. You have to listen to Dharma with the wisdom ear and not an ordinary one. The kind of ear in everyday what we hear are no values. Hearing things with the wisdom ear, learning and practicing the Arya Dharma is called Sattva Arya Savaka. It's important to listen to Sakka Dharma with the wisdom ear. I take this duty for you. And you have to learn it and practice. For the path knowledge of a Sotapanna is not difficult. It's important to fulfill these two points, i.e., listening Sakka Dharma and practice. You also know that you have the seed of hell in your heart. Only with Dana, Sila and Samatha practices can't abandon the seed of hell. Wrong view is also a latent defilement, anaseya. Anaseya not arises from outside. It arises by conditions and like a blip. It arises until abandoned with the path knowledge. But we think it as it's not there. It will be latent in the heart as an indifferent nature if it has no conditions. It's called anaseya because it arises by conditions and suitable causes. One will become Sattva Arya Savaka by listening with the wisdom ear and practice with wisdom. In the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, SN.22.59 Anatta Lakkhana Suttam, one may become disenchantment by contemplation of feeling. There may be two ways for disenchantment, with samvega, sense of urgency, and vipassana. Disenchantment with samvega is seeing the oppression of feeling and knowing that kanda is fearful, and then one becomes disenchantment. It is nothing to do with the path knowledge. Disenchantment with vipassana is not this kind. You can't control it not to arise and pass away when feeling arises. Its nature is arising and passing away. It is not disenchanted with pain. One becomes disenchantment by seeing this rising and falling. It's vipassana nibbida nana. It is samvega that suffering with painful feeling becomes displeasure. Without knowing this and take it as inside knowledge which is sharp. It doesn't. Not only human being, even animal knows it, i.e., painful feeling, not by contemplation. Samvega is only frightful knowledge, some intelligent in it. Vipassana nibbida nana is valuable. Can't control the feeling not to be rise and fall, and then become disenchantment is vipassana nana. Samvega only supports vipassana. It encourages yogi to practice vipassana. It is vipassana nana which really sends yogi to nibbana. It's the decisive support condition, upanasaya pakayo. Becoming of disenchantment is supporting the path knowledge. Pain, aches are not the main factor. The main factor is becoming disenchantment by can't control impermanence. This is vipassana nana. By knowing that this khanda is not the governing atta and become disenchantment. Only hear these things before and clear about it. I have practiced vipassana quite a long time now. And it does not happen anything yet. Do not complain about it. Wrong view of defilement is eroding slowly if you really do it. Just continue to do it. After long enough it becomes thin out. With every practice erodes it. Do not let doubt come in, and giving up. It is like the right view hand erodes the wrong view handle of an adze. The Buddha gave this simile for the practice eroded kilesa slowly. I am not encouraging you. The Buddha himself taught it. Every seeing of the impermanence of anatta erodes the self-view, atta ditthi. Do not let doubt and laziness come in. It will push you down into the plains of misery if ditthi or tanha comes. Don't separate anatta and nana, i.e., impermanence and nana. Feeling aggregate arises depending on the other four aggregates. Going into the sun dukkha vedana arises. And into the shade sukha vedana arises. Vedana vanishes on the spot of arising. It is like a flash of lightning in the cloud. Khanda arises on the khanda, i.e., feeling arises in the body. You have to note on this point. Not knowing the guest khanda and vipassana can't come in. Vedana is guest khanda. The others also guests. Today I am talking about vedana and it is guest. The other four are hosts. Not knowing it as guest and talking it as me and mine. This house and that house are in quarrel because not knowing it as guest, i.e., anatta. Vedana lifespan is only 1 and 2. Even counting of it takes time. Its impermanence is quicker than that counting. If you know every time the guest visits will realize nibbana. It does not matter if you can't catch on the arising, but you must catch on the vanishing because the contemplative mind can't come in during the arising. Only knowing of the guest is not there and knowledge arises, i.e., knowing the vanishing. Not knowing the guest comes and dies is a great fault. Because not knowing is ignorance. It continues the D.A. process, avijja right pointing arrow sankhara. You have to practice to know the guest comes in at any time. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 2nd of October 1961. Searching for the truth. Make the confirmation of what the khanda tells you. In samsara, we were ending at what others said and swimming in the sea of dukkha. The khanda is changing in many ways and showing it to you. It will appear as nothing good in it. It is vanishing and replacing on and on. Khanda is always in this way. By seeing this is getting the knowledge of knowing things as it really are, yathabhuta nana. Listen to the Dharma and turn the mind to the khanda. And the khanda will tell you that it has the characteristic of changing dukkha, viparinama lakanam, dukkha sakam. You have to follow it and know the changing and vanishing phenomena. After discern the beginning and will see its continuous process. Except dukkha sakha, it has nothing. Isn't someone telling you or seeing with one's own knowledge? The Buddha said it as, ditha dhammo, dharma seeing by oneself. He preferred the direct seeing, i.e., not like other faiths just believe. Before in the texts, it had said like this and that. Do you see it yourself? The textbooks had said these were ending at what others had said. You can't reach nibbana with the textbooks and hearing from others. The real dukkha sakha is in the khanda. Man and woman are talking by people, but what you really see is impermanence. And then wrong view is falling away. Don't fear dangers, i.e., all dangers including man-made and natural disasters. Khanda exists the dangers come in. Without candor and it will not come. Without believe in what others say and turn the mind into the candor. And will see the changing and vanishing. It only exists of the arising dukkha and vanishing dukkha. Only find out disgusting and useless dukkha sakka by turning towards the candor. In this way concept and wrong view are disappeared. Taking notes of what others said is concept. It becomes wrong view believing in what they had said. It is clearer with the D. A. Perceiving them by growing is wrong views. It becomes attachment to views, dittupadana. And then it becomes actions which are led by wrong view. And it continues to rebirth in the planes of misery. The body concept of self disappears at that moment by seeing anicca. Sayadaw gave an example of a glass of water. He said holding a glass of water vertically, then incline it to a certain angle, then go back to the vertical position, then incline it again. You'll forget about the glass of water if you do this for many times. Instead, vertical and inclined positions are becoming clearer in the mind. Here, the glass of water is the body concept, the vertical and inclined positions are impermanence arising and vanishing. What the candor has and nana knowing become fit in together, i.e., candor is impermanent, so you see impermanence. All dukkha is extinct because of the right seeing. Sayadaw continued to talk about the importance and value of anicca as mentioned by the Buddha in the Anguttara Nikaya. From the right seeing and continue to develop the ending of right seeing. Changing is non-stopping and nana also observing. It becomes the nibbida nana after knowing of its extreme situations. It becomes the path knowledge from the disenchantment to develop not wanting it. It arises by cooling the heart. If you contemplate up to the point of not wanting it and the candor disappears. Here the heart becomes cool is like putting down the very heavy burden load. Can contemplate whatever dharma you prefer. And only seeing its changing and vanishing. Even the Buddha not exists anymore. But the main important thing is turning your mind to the object of contemplation. It doesn't come by prayers and vows or meet the Buddha only. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 3rd of October 1961. Dealing with wrong view and doubt. This was a very simple talk to deal with wrong views and doubt for beginner. The listeners were two well-known businessmen came from afar for practice. You must dispelling three wrong views before doing vipassana. You only get merits and not the path knowledge without doing it. This is not giving an ordinary talk. This is giving the way for your practice. I have to give the intellectual knowledge first. We missed many Buddhas in the past, and had lived with the candor of painful births. It was very clear that we were forbidden by these three wrong views. After clearing away wrong views and also for doubt later, I have to illustrate impermanence in the candor. However, it can't realize the Dharma even practicing hard if wrong views reside in the five khandhas. The Buddha also mentioned this point. So, vipassana comes later and clearing away doubt is before. The stages of practice are, 1. Dispelling wrong view, 2. Clearing away doubt, 3. Vipassana practice. This is the right way of practice. For this point Sayadaw gave the story of Ven. Anuradha. Another story was regarding with Ven. Sariputta and he cleared away Yamaka's wrong view. This is very important. Doing samadhi before with knowing the in-breath and out-breath are only controlling the mind. Wholesome state of mind is one thing and path and fruition knowledges are another thing. You must strip of wrong view with the candor process. For example, if you are turning towards a clock and seeing the clock arises. This mind not exists beforehand, i.e., seeing. Also it not arises by watching. It is like a shadow appears by the body contacts with the mirror. Seeing is just mind and not man or woman. It is just the seeing nature. After the seeing and the wanting arises. Are the seeing and the wanting the same? It ceases after the seeing. And then wanting arises by substitute. Before is just seeing and not wanting. Now is wanting and not seeing also. These two minds are different. The nature of them is not the same. Seeing arises in the eye and ceases at the same place. After that, wanting arises in the heart by substitute. This is showing the cause and effect connection. There are two kinds of wanting. Ordinary wanting, i.e., craving tanha, and strong wanting arises. This small wanting mind ceases and big wanting mind arises. And then the big wanting ceases and the buying thing, here, a clock, of bodily action and verbal action arise. So, the whole process is seeing, wanting, clinging and action. They are arising one after another with the ceasing of one after another. The seeing mind conditions the wanting mind. It's alive with the wanting mind after the seeing ceases. It substitutes with action after the wanting ceases. The seeing mind is just only the seeing mind. Is it a person or a being? This is stripping off the identity view, sakkaya ditthi. The lifespan of the seeing mind is one and two. One is arising and two is ceasing. It substitutes with the wanting mind after it ceases. It's also not a person or a being. You may ask, does it arise by no cause? It doesn't. The seeing mind conditions it as a substitute. Natthi pakayo, it's the absence condition. Conditions it without together. Then this mind, here is wanting, arises by not automatic, but with causes. Because of the seeing mind and the result of the wanting mind arises. By the cause and the result appears. It is cause and effect connection. With the substitute and you are alive. Without the mind and you'll die. Someone may think, after the seeing mind ceases and nothing arises. This is the view of annihilation, arcada ditthi. It's not cutting off. Still continues as cause and effect will free from arcada ditthi. Now, you are free from sakkaya and arcada ditthis. Wanting mind conditions the clinging mind. Wanting mind ceases and substitutes with the clinging mind. One is arising and two is ceasing. Is the wanting mind permanent or impermanent? It is impermanent. You will be free from sasata ditthi, view of eternalism, if you know it as impermanence. Now, you are free from the three wrong views, sakkaya, sasata and arcada ditthis. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of October 1961. Controlling the Mind. Sayadaw based his talk from the Telapata Sutta, Oil Bowl, Mahavagga Samyutta, SN.47.20 Janapadakalyana Suttam. In the original sutta, it was simpler than here. We can see his creative mind of wisdom. The Buddha stayed at Sadaka town in Sambar, Sumba, province. He gave instruction on mindfulness to the monks. A criminal was ordered by the king to carry a bowl full of oil and followed behind by the five executioners with swords in their hands. If a drop of oil fell and he would be executed instantly on the spot. On the way he had to pass two places, a bar with drunkards and a dancing place performed by a very beautiful girl, with five qualities. In this simile, the criminal was yogi. The bowl full of oil was mediation objects, i.e., the five khandhas or the four satipatthana. The five executioners were D. A. Process. Craving right-pointing arrow, clinging right-pointing arrow, action right-pointing arrow, birth right-pointing arrow, aging and death. If he spilled one drop of oil would be killed by them or unmindful of the objects and khanda process continued. Bar and dancing girl were Yathabhuta Nana and Nibbida Nana respectively. If he had passed these two places and freed from death, yogi realizes Nibbana. Sayadaw was using this simile for instruction on the practice. Observe it if any hindrance comes in. Here like the criminal sometimes with the lacking of full awareness, and the bowl would slant a little. And he had to instantly straighten it back again. Closing square bracket. Vipassana practice appears only within the Buddha dispensation, sasana. We are also encountering it. Now, we meet a good teacher. So continue to practice hard and surely you will be succeeded. Do not believe in the parami. Perfections have to be fulfilled slowly. The Buddha also gave you guarantee for success as within 7 years, 7 months and 7 days. I want to remind you that do not waste this period of your life with son, daughter, family and business matters. It would be like losing the most precious thing. The Buddha was reminding of the importance of Nana must go straight in the practice. You have to catch it up quickly with Nana when a phenomenon arises. The Buddha said that impermanence and Nana were not separating could finish the practice within 7 days. Complete with prayer and practice, with parami, in the morning and will realize the Dharma in the evening. Why do not we get it? Maybe Nana is not going straight towards impermanence. Anicca and Magga are not in straight line. In connection with this point, the Buddha taught the Telapatta Sutta. Here Sayadaw was using Sitanupassana to explain the sutta. 13 types of mind are representing the oil bowl. According to Sayadaw's method, the 13 types of mind are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and bodily consciousness, 5 external minds, greed, anger, delusion, non-greed, non-anger and thinking, 6 internal minds, breathing in and out minds, 2 primary minds. Contemplate the impermanence of whatever arises from the 6 senses doors. Do not let the mind go away to other place. If it is going towards outside objects or to the 5 cords of sensual pleasure and craving, clinging and action, tanha, upadana and kama, will kill you. So, the mind goes out is very bad indeed. If you contemplate feeling and the 3 types of feeling are the oil bowl. If you do not separate impermanence and magga, is there any kalesa to come in between them? Going outside of the satipatthana objects will encounter aging, sickness and death. The mind not going out is a victory. It is quite important. It means the oil does not spill if the process does not continue. I am not talking it for at other times. It is just for the period of vipassana practice. In the beginning of sitting, just do the breathing in and breathing out. Knowing the breath comes in and goes out. Contemplate it if a mind arises. Go back to the in and out breaths if nothing arises. Contemplation of feeling is also in the same way. The object of contemplation is like the oil bowl. The completive mind, Nana, is like the criminal. The process is like the executioner. This practice has to be done for a long period of time. It is not. Have to pass through these 2 groups of people, i.e., the bar with drunkards and spectators watching the dancing girl. You have to pass through the seeing of impermanence and its disenchantment. After pass through them and arrive at the path knowledge. If the mind is turning towards other sense objects and have to contemplate their impermanence. This was straightening back the oil bowl when slanting. It came from the Samyutta Nikaya. I have to talk again from the Anguttara Nikaya. Don't let kalesa come in during the contemplation of impermanence. The main point is the same. Do not let the oil spill or not let kalesa come in. Make a determination of not letting kalesa come in for 15 or 30 minutes during the sitting mediation. After that, increase gradually the sitting period of time.